Does poetry matter? Does it have any social purpose? Some people think it's too esoteric, too precious, too difficult to matter in our lives. I know otherwise. I wrote my thesis on Walt Whitman, who is fairly considered the father of American poetry. He changed the game in poetry. He revolutionized it, rejecting rhyming, lofty language for the words of everyday speech. He was a joyful, full-throated believer in the extraordinary experiment that is America. His words speak directly to the reader about his belief in democracy, of his faith in the common man. He wanted his poetry to be their voice on the page. In his poem, I Hear America Singing, he catalogs the voices of workers, not the usual poetic subject, especially back in 1855. I hear America singing, the varied carols I hear, those of mechanics, each one singing. And then he goes on listing, the carpenter singing, the mason, the boatman, the shoemaker singing, the woodcutter's song, the plowboy's on his way in the morning. The joyous inventory goes on, poetry with the intention of affecting society, of actually changing it, making it more democratic, by words alone. In a passage of his poem, I Sing the Body Electric, the lyrical listing this time involves a slave auction, where he turns the words of the auctioneer, listing the attributes of the slave as if he were an animal, into an ironic paean to his beauty. A slave at auction. I help the auctioneer. The sloven doesn't half know his business. Gentlemen, look on this curious creature. Whatever the bids of the bidders, they cannot be high enough for him. For him, the globe lay preparing quintillions of years. Examine these limbs. They shall be stripped, that you may see them. Exquisite senses, life-lit eyes, pluck, volition, pliant backbone and neck, flesh not flabby, good-sized arms and legs, and wonders within there yet. There swells and jets his heart. There all passions and desires. Whitman's heart was broken by slavery and by the Civil War. Despite this heartbreak, however, he never lost his faith in the possibilities of this country. Reading his poetry so many years later, I felt he was speaking directly to me, teaching me both about the power of language and about this country. He teaches still that we must not give up on this grand experiment ever, even when our hearts are broken. In 1945, nearly 100 years after Whitman wrote those words, the Black American poet Langston Hughes answered Whitman's I Hear America Sing, speaking directly to him and to us. I too sing America. I am the darker brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes, but I laugh and eat well and grow strong. Tomorrow I'll be at the table when company comes. Nobody'll dare say to me, eat in the kitchen then. Besides, they'll see how beautiful I am and be ashamed. I too am America. Can poetry end injustice? Perhaps not. Can it make us see it? Yes. And it can console. When I visited New York a month after 9/11, I was struck by the fences that barricaded the site. Nearly every inch of fence was covered by two things, pictures of the lost and poems. Poems ringed the tragedy. People speaking to other people. People from around the world had posted poems of shared grief, of loss, of the nearly unspeakable. And poetry is this most concentrated, intense use of language. It is how the soul speaks. A week after 9/11, The New Yorker published Adam Zagajewski's poem, Try to Praise the Mutilated World. It was written nearly 2 years before the attacks, yet eerily it seemed to speak directly to what had happened and to console, even in the midst of horror. Try to praise the mutilated world. Remember June's long days and wild strawberries, drops of wine, the dew. The nettles that methodically overgrow the abandoned homesteads of exiles. You must praise the mutilated world. You watch the stylish yachts and ships. One of them had a long trip ahead of it, while salty oblivion awaited others. You've seen the refugees heading nowhere. You've heard the executioners sing joyfully. You should praise the mutilated world. Remember the moments when we were together in a white room and the curtain fluttered. Return in thought to the concert where music flared. You gathered acorns in the park in autumn, and leaves eddied over the earth's scars. Praise the mutilated world and the gray feather a thrush lost and the gentle light that strays and vanishes and returns.